Eric Barnett had it all. At least that was the impression of anyone who met him. Head of a hedge fund with a large double-digit million-dollar income in a bad year, with a former supermodel wife, a 10,000-square-foot house in Calabasas, a beach house in Malibu, a Tesla, so everyone would think he's cool, and an Aston Martin, so everyone knew he was rich. Even though he wasn't technically a Wolf of Wall Street, the financial moguls were a different breed, regardless of where they lived. It didn't matter how much money or things you had. You had to have more. More than anyone in your circle of friends. And neither he nor his peers took the time to enjoy the riches they had. They were obsessed with more. More of everything. More expensive watches. More expensive cars. More expensive vacations. And when the circle of friends became lower than your pay grade, you moved up to the next circle of social inequality. It was excess within excess. Los Angeles was the perfect setting for such conspicuous consumption. It bordered on obscene, which made his job as a hedge fund manager easy. Just the idea of being accepted into a hedge fund was something to brag about. But the hedge fund business was exactly that. Hedging that person you entrusted with your savings was going to invest the money in something that would yield a big return. There were two caveats to participate. First, the investor's net worth had to exceed $1 million or be part of an institutional investor. The second was that it was very risky. Hedge funds were managed by an individual or small group of individuals who invested the money in stocks, bonds, and securities, with a higher chance of reward. Eric preferred the individual investor. Those were the people who wanted to get richer fast. There weren't as many questions to answer. More often than not, they didn't succeed to the extent of the pitch they were given about high yields. Yet every day, Eric found someone who wanted in.